Okay, today's daf is Baba Basra daf Samach Zayin. We left off on the bottom of daf Samach Vavam Beis, three lines from the bottom of the page, right after the word Teku. We've been discussing what happens if you have something that's metaltalin, but then you are koveya it bekarka. Does it still have the status of a kli, or does it lose the status of a kli? So we're going to discuss whether it has the status of metaltalin with regard to the issue of isur nechasim, that a girl gets 10% of her father's properties, but only within karka. So does she get 10% of something like that? Something that was once detached from the ground and was formed before it was attached to the ground, but then ultimately was attached to the ground. Then the Mishnah on the top of Amud Aleph is going to talk about when you sell a chatzer. We've been discussing selling a bayis, but when you sell a chatzer, what's included in the sale of the chatzer? Is it just the open area, or is it the houses in the chatzer? What exactly is included? And the Gemara is going to discuss what you call the chatzer may affect whether anything else is included in the sale. There are different names that one might refer to the chatzer by, so if you refer to the chatzer by something that sounds more like you're selling homes, so then homes are more likely to be included in that sale. If you just refer to it as an open area, so then it may be that it doesn't include as much. The Gemara is also going to discuss whether if you make a kinyan on one land, can that kinyan work for another property as well, even if that other property has a different function than the initial property. Meaning, normally we're familiar with the notion of kinyan agav, that you can make a kinyan on one karka and bikona eser karkaos be eser medinos, 10 different karkaos in 10 different places with that one kinyan. But is that only when all of them have the same basic function? But what if they have very different functions from each other? Then the top Mishnah on Amud Beis is going to discuss what's included in the sale of an olive press, of a Beis Chabad. And the Gemara is going to spend some time just identifying the different parts of an olive press so that we can know what's included in the sale and what's not included in the sale. And then the bottom of the Mishnah, if we get to it on Amud Beis, is going to talk about what's included in the sale of a merchatz, of a bathhouse. Meaning all of these things are businesses that require a lot of different elements in order to make it run. But for example, when you sell a bathhouse, does that mean the soap is included? Does that mean the towels are included? Or is it only things that are actually part of the structure, things that are only that are basic to that bathhouse itself? So Bez Hashem will get there. So we are holding three lines from the bottom of the page on Samach Vavam Beis. Shalach Lerav Nechemya Breid Rav Yosef L'Rabba Breid Rav Huna Zuti L'Nar Da'a. Rav Nechemya Breid Rav Yosef sent a message to Rabba Breid Rav Huna Zuti to Nar Da'a, and he said as follows, Ki Asya Hach Itza L'Kamech. When this woman comes in front of you and she's going to claim her Isur Nechasim, Agva Isur Nechsei Afil Mitzravulei Derechayim, let her collect the Isur Nechasim even from the base of the mill, which was this large wooden piece that was attached to the ground. So it was formed before it was attached to the ground, but then it was ultimately attached to the ground. So yeah, let her receive her Isur Nechasim even from that, meaning that should count as karka and not as metaltalin. What exactly is the rule of Isur Nechasim? So the Rashbam fills us in over here on Samach Zayin Amar Aleph. Isur Nechsei Shabbas Notelas B'Nechsei Aviyah B'Shvil Parnasas Habal Lihinasei Bo. That the girl is going to need some sort of dowry. She now no longer has a father. Her father has passed away. Who's going to provide her dowry? So 10% of the father's estate is designated to giving her a dowry. So we would initially do an assessment of how much he would give for her dowry. But if we don't know, we have no way of gauging what he would want to give. No, tell us, Isur Nechasim, the standard is 10%. However, that 10% is only from karka, and it is not from metaltalin. That is the sugya in Maseches Ksuvos. So our Gemara's chiddush is that the itzruvli of the rechayim is also called karka. It's not called metaltalin. Amar Avash ki avinu b'Rav Kahana magvinan afilu me'almala debati. He says, you know, when I was by Rav Kahana, we would collect for Isur Nechasim for the girl, even from amala debati. What does that mean? That even amala debati, second wide line of Rashbam, mi schirus habatim dekarkai chashuv lei. From the payment of the rental payments, he owned an apartment building and he collected rent each month. So those rental payments would also be counted toward the Isur Nechasim, because anything that comes about as a result of property ownership is considered to be property, it's considered to be real estate, and therefore she's entitled to 10% of that. Frek tells us, Vim Tomer, Heichidami, Ikvar Bas Chirus Liada Achin, Imkein Metaltlininu. If the brothers have already been paid, they've already collected the rent checks, so then it's just money, it's Metaltlin. Velogavia Minayu, there's no way that that counts, meaning they've already, it's just money in the bank for them, it has nothing to do with Karka anymore. Viasalashmin Sheikhol Lahaskil, Tsarkin Ladinyasa, Pshita Tafilimkar Yichola. And if you want to tell me that she's allowed to rent out 10% of her father's real estate holdings in order to pay for her Nadunya, well, of course she's allowed to do that. She's allowed to sell 10% of her father's real estate holdings in order to pay for her Nadunya. That's the whole point of Yisum Nechassim, 10% of his real estate. So what are we talking about over here? If it's the cash that's been paid, so that's not karka at all. And if it's the right to use the karka in whichever way she wants, yeah, that's the very definition of karka. So what exactly is the chiddush? V'yesh Lomer says, tells us, kagon she'skiru abayis l'shana. No, the house, there was a lease on the house for a full year. Ukvar avar chatzi azman. 6 months have already passed where there's a tenant living there. The kamash melanda afilu schirus mizman shavar titol, that she can get the full year's worth of rent. That's all considered part of the karka that she's entitled to. Deina schirus mishtalem esal basof v'lo dami l'metaltlin. We don't consider that metaltlin because schirus is only mishtalem esal basof. Meaning, even though there's a discussion whether yeshna l'schirus mitchil v'atsof, eina l'schirus al basof, but everyone agrees eina schirus mishtalemes el lebesov. You only pay for the schirus at the end. Since it has not yet been paid for, this karka that has not yet been collected on, that collection is 10% to her. 10% of any collection from karka henceforth is going to go to her. But whatever has already been collected, ein achinami, that would not go to her. Even though it doesn't sound that way from the Rashbam. Rashbam just makes it sound like the schirus habatim, whatever they were able to collect from the schirus habatim, will go to her. Tosfos says, obviously that means only if they have not yet collected it. If they've already collected it, then it's pashut that it's metaltlin. Now, exactly how we calculate the 10% that goes to the daughter is a sugya mesachas ksubas and daf samach ches. A girl, her father dies, she's nizonas mishala achim, her brothers have to, who yarshin the father, have to support her, but we don't have to figure out on our own how much her father would give for a wedding. She would get 10%, but there is a machlokas over there. The Gemara's comments on Samach Tesam Bezen Ksubis, that Rava says, Mimikarkai v'lo mimetaltli, and that's the basis of our sugi over here. But the Rishonim discuss over there, what does that mean? Does that mean that we calculate the 10% of the Nechassim also from the metaltalim? It's just that when she actually collects, she can only be gove karkaos? Meaning we look at his entire estate. What difference does it make if he had a lot of real estate holdings, or he had a lot of other things that he happened to own? He had a lot of metaltalim. 10% of whatever he owned goes to her. It's just that when she actually collects that 10%, that collection is specifically from karka. Or do we assess the 10% only from the karka? So that's a machlokas rishonim. Tosos maseches ksubas and daf nun aleph, and the Ramban and the Rashba and the Rush and the Tur, many others consider to be the isur is measured from all of the nechassim, because that's typically what a father would want to do. Bein mekarka, bein mimetaltalim. He wants to give his daughter 10%. However, there are rishonim, the Rif, the Rambam amongst them, who disagree and say that the isur nechassim mimekarkai means exactly that. That it's mimekarkai, that it only gets measured from the karka and not from the metaltalim. Now the Rashbam quotes over here in Dibra Maska Afilu Mitzravule that Rabbeinu Chananel proved from the fact that the girl can collect the isur nechassim from the itzrovil, even though it's a metaltalim, and the reason she can collect it is because right now it's mechuber lekarka, it has been attached to the ground. We see from here, says Rashbam, in the name of the Rabbeinu Chananel, that the halacha is like Rabbi Eliezer, that kala mechuber lekarka hareu kikarka, that this is a raya that we paskin that which is mechuber lekarka is considered like karka. However, the tour quotes from the Bali Iter, and the Ramah paskins this way as well in Choshemish Vatsim Sadi Hey, that the halacha is like the Chachamim, that a mechuber lekarka is not considered to be kikarka, and what you see from the Bali Iter is that he doesn't think that our Gemara is such a great raya. He says, I don't think the raya from Babas or Samach Zayin about giving the Strovil for the Eastern Nechassim is such a great raya. Why isn't it such a great raya? So the Shach and the side of the Shulchan Aruch and Simon Sadihei Sifkat Nechass explains that the fact that she can collect the Strovil is not a raya to Rabbi Lazar, because Rabbanan also admitted that when you sell a bias, the Strovel is included in the sale of the house. So the Rabbanan also hold with regard to certain dinim, the Mechubar Lekarka is Dina Kekarka. So maybe the fact that we consider it Mechubar Lekarka Legabe Isur Nechasim is not necessarily like Rabbi Lazar. That could be like the Rabbanan as well. It's just that the Rabbanan don't say it has a din of Karka for all Halachos, for Puzbul and the Darkei Kinyanim and all. It's just that it has a din of Mechubar Lekarka for some halachos, but not for everything. So it's lav dafka that this is that we're putting a stake in the ground and saying that we're paskening like Rabbi Eliezer over here, just because the Yitzhrovel could be collected, for the Yisr Nechassim could be collected even from the Yitzhrovel. New Mishnah now, top of Samach Zayin Amar Aleph. Hamocher sachatzer mochar batim boros shichinu ma'aros. So if a person sells a chatzer, included in the sale is all the houses in the chatzer, all of the chafiros in the karka of the chatzer, any caves that are in the chatzer, the rimigash and the yad ramah. So why is it that when it comes to selling a chatzer, the houses and the boros sichna maros is included? Because it's the derech of a chatzer to have all of these things in it. When it comes to a bayis, it's not the derech of a bayis to have a bor in it. And that's why we said lo machars haboros velo esodus when it came to the bayis. So the way the Rimigash and the Adrama understand is it all depends on what's normal to be in there. When you sell a house, you're selling that which is normal for it to be part of the house. The Arzarua quotes from Rabbeinu Baruch Bar Shmuel that by Chatzar we're talking about that he sold him, that the Mocher said to him that I'm selling you Me'aris Tahom Adrom Rakia. So it therefore really parallels the bias. It's just that the Ukimta that we're making in the Mishnah over here is that he explicitly said Me'aris Tahom Adrom Rakia. Just like by the bias, if you include such a strong Lashon in the sale, that would also be all inclusive. Magen Mishnah quotes a Shita Sarashpa that has a different explanation, that the Tashmish HaChatzer and the Tashmish HaBar are the same Tashmish. It's made for, the Chatzer is where you're supposed to be doing your laundry. The Bar is how what you're supposed to be using to do your laundry or to feed your animals. And the Chatzer is where you feed your animals and where you give your animals to drink. So the Bar is automatically sold with the Chatzer. But a Bar and a Bayis have different Tashmishim. It's different functions between a Bar and a Bayis. And maybe that's why the Bar is not included with the Bayis, while the Bar will be included with the chaser. So that's the Rashba quoted by the Magen Mishnah in the 25th parak of Hilchos Mechira. So that's the some of the possibilities in Rishonim as to why by a chaser it's so much more inclusive than it is by a bias. Now it's interesting. We say that you sell the ma'aros together with the chatzer. So in the Yalkut Purim section of the Masifta, he quotes a yesh misha diek, that there is someone who is medayek. He doesn't say who it is. So I don't know who it is. Is medayek as follows: by the sale of the ma'aros hamachpela. So Ephron says to Avram Avinu, hasada nasati lach. So why does he change the order? And originally he says nasati lach, he changes the language, and then he says by the ma'ara l'cha nisatia, not nasati lach, but l'cha nisatia. So perhaps the explanation is that if you sell a chatzer, you sell the ma'ara sheba, you sell the ma'ara that's in the chatzer as well. So it could be Ephron was saying, I gave you the field, and mimela the ma'ara is l'cha nisatia. I don't have to tell you that I'm giving you the ma'ara, because that's automatically included. So he's saying l'chanes atia already when I gave you the field. So maybe that's a remez to this halacha. Okay, says the Mishnah further. So when you sell a chatzar, you sell included in it the houses, the boros, shich, and maros, avalos and metaltalin, but not items that are metaltalin. That does not get included in the sale
of the chatzer. So the Rashbam points out all the things that we said about a bayis that do not get sold at the house, the tanur, the kirayim, also do not get included with the chatzer, and kol shekein, all the other metaltalim do not get included either. It's a question whether it's really a kol shekein, because we do see that a chatzer is more inclusive, that you get more with the chatzer than you get with the bayis. Bizman shamlo huva kol mashu b'tocho. But if he said explicitly, "Huva kol mashu b'tocho," well, then everything is included in the sale of the chatzer because he said, "Huva kol mashu b'tocho." Rashbam points out, what does it mean? Kulan mechurin hametaltalin tashmishe bayis. Kulan de ikru metaltli kedamrin lekaman b'misha meis money tashmishe ikru metaltli v'lo chiti yusari. Everything, all the metaltlin that are included with the house are included with the chatzar. So the Shbam writes that if anything that would be used in the house that's in that chatzar, even if they're not miyuchad for that house in particular. But he says, not the chitim and the sa'orim shababayis. The reason mechiras chatzar includes more than we have, more than is included in mechiras habayis, Rashbam explains, when you sell the chatzar mistama, it means you're leaving the neighborhood. So since when you're moving, it's a big tircha to bring all of the metaltalin with you, so you try to sell as much of it as you can together with the chatzar, except for the chitim sa'orim are not included in the metaltalin. That's what the Rashbam suggests. Further, he suggests by a chatzer that it's which is a much larger area than a bayis. Remember, a bayis really just meant a room; it didn't mean like a whole building. So a chatzer, which is a much larger area, so all the metaltim become batel to the chatzer. So that's why it's more inclusive. Muki Yosef writes that you're only selling the metaltim that are tzorchei a bayis and are derech habatim bahem, normal for a house to have mafteach, machteshes, but not the klitashmish, not the chitim and saorim, where there's no kviyas dafka for this house. Clearly, if someone is going to move, things that are not unique to this house, you would not be selling with this house. So when you sell the chatzar, yes, you're including the metaltalim. What we mean by that is metaltalim, says the Nimukei Yosef, that are more unique to this house, that are the kind of metaltalim that sort of fit this house and will not easily fit other homes, but things that can easily be transferable to another home would not be included in the mechiras hachatzer. Bein kach u bein kach. Either way, you're not including the bathhouse and the beis habad that is in the chatzer. Rav Lozer Amar Mochar Sachatzer, Lo Machar Ella Avira Shal Chatzer. Rav Lozer says, no, all you're including is the avir of the chatzer. As Rashbam points out, Aval Batim Uboros Lo Machar Klal. Not the houses, not the boros. Then the Rashbam adds an important line. Why don't we just look at the price? And from the price, we'll be able to tell whether you're including the houses or not. No, if you're only selling the avira shel chatzer, that means you're only selling the open space in the chatzer. That includes almost nothing. But as opposed to including all the houses in the chatzer, that would be a massive price difference. So says Rashbam, we can't look at the price because ein ona'a l'karka'us. There's no din of ona'a on karka. Sometimes you can sell karka for an exorbitant sum of money even though it's much cheaper karka. So Yantif points out that this is Rashbam l'shitaso, that when we say ein ona'a l'karka'us, it means ein ona'a l'karka'us at all. But there are Rishonim that disagree and hold that there's yesh ona'a l'karka b'yoser mimechza. That it's just that there's no normal din of ona'a with 1/6 of the price. But if it's more than half off, then there would be ona'a b'karkos. So l'shitas, that group of Rishonim, l'chora hadamim odim, you should be able to tell by the price if it includes all the houses of the chatzer or just the avir of the chatzer. So Rikiv Eger raises the question that Tosas and the Samachal from Beis writes that even if you say yesh ona'a l'karkos, still sometimes the damim odim, because sometimes the person, you still can't say damim odim, because because sometimes a person will be kona karka for way more than it's actually worth. Even though maybe yesho na'a, but sometimes a person willingly will be mochel and will be willing to pay way more than it's actually worth, because that piece of property happens to be right next to his house or right between two other homes that he owns. So to him, it's worth a great deal of money, and he's a wealthy person. He's willing to pay that money. So that's the kasha Rabbi Kivega raises, that maybe whether there's a na'a and whether dabam modiim is not necessarily 100% connected to each other. Okay, says the Gemara, Tan Rabbanan, Hamocher es haChatzer. So the Brisa just elaborates what's included in the sale of the Chatzer, what's not included. Hamocher es haChatzer, Machar batim hachitzonim, ubatim hapnimim, ubeis hachulsaos. Person sells a chatzer, he's certainly including the houses that open up directly into the chatzer, and even the houses that are further in, that where you would need to walk through the outer houses in order to get to those houses that are in the chatzer, that are further inside, that's also included in the chatzer, and the beis hachulsaos. Says Rashbam, what does chulsaos mean? Pirush Rach, Karka Shafaru Chol, it's land that has sand, Shemotzin Mimenu Zuchuchis, where they make glass from that sand, so it has a very specific tashmish, it has a very specific function of glass making, that's included in the sale of the Chatzer. Chanuyas Psuchos Litocha Nimkarosima, if you have stores that open up into the Chatzer, those are sold together with the chatzer, because these stores sell specifically to the people in this chatzer. V'shem psuchos l'tocha einim karosima. If there are stores that maybe the physical store is located in the chatzer, but the opening of the store is outside, is out to the Rosh Hasharabim, it does not get sold together with the chatzer. Psuchos l'kan l'kan. If the store opens in both directions, sanim karosima. They take away the elu ve'elu. Nim karosima, that is included in the chatzer. Blazram. That if a person sells the chatzer, lo machar ella milusa shel chatzer, he's only including the Reb Lazar l'shitasa, just the same Reb Lazar we had in the Mishnah. You're only selling the airspace of the chatzer. You're not selling anything else. Amar Mar, so we had said in this price of Psuchos Kan El Kan Nimkar Sima, that if you have a store in the Chatzer that opens up one door into the Chatzer, one door into the Rosh Hasharabim, included in the sale, it gets included with the Chatzer. But we learned in a Brisa, Rabbi Chiya said that it's absolutely not included with the sale of the Chatzer. So which is it? When the doors open in both directions, do we include it in the sale or not? Says Mar Lo Kasha. It depends where the rov tashmish of that store is. If the rov of the customers come from inside the chatzer, it's included in the chatzer. If the rov of the customers come from outside of the chatzer, it's from outside of the chatzer. Which always raises the question whenever you're going to say, oh, it's rov this way, then it's that way, rov that way, then it's that way. What do you do when it's mechzal mechza? Meaning it's the opposite mashmos of what you do when it's mechzal mechza. So it's interesting. If you look in the Rambam, in the 25th parak of Hilchos Mechira, Halacha Vav, the Rambam writes, "Hayu psuchos lekan ulekan, im rov tashmish al netocha nimkarosima." So if most of the tashmish is letocha chatzer gets sold with it, so you expect the next half of the statement, if he's going to really be loyal to the Gemara, is v'im rov tashmish al achutz einim karosima. But what does he say? V'im lav einim nimkarosima. If it's not rov tashmisha letocha, then it's not nimkarosima, which makes it sound like 50-50 is not included. But how did the Rambam know that? Okay, so I know what he says, but how did he know that? How did he know that if it's 50-50, it's not included in the chatzer? So some of the Achronim explain that what you have to say is if it's 50-50, that it's a suffix. We don't know if it's included in the sale. What do you do with the suffix? So you leave it, b'chaskas habaylam arishonim, and therefore it's not included. You leave it b'chaskas the marakama, b'chaskas the mocher, and that's why it's not included. But it's not included in midin suffix. But if it were rov tashmisha l'chatzer, then it's not included b'toras vaday. Whereas if it's 50-50, it's not included, but it's only not included b'toras suffix, because we're not sure what's the nafkamina, whether it's b'toras vaday or b'toras suffix. Im tafas mafkinaminei, alo mafkinaminei. If the guy grabs it and he takes possession of it, do we take it away from him? So if it was b'toras suffix in the first place, maybe we're not going to take it away from him. It's just as likely his as it is not his. But if it's something that was b'toras vaday, no, so he's a gun. If he's going and taking something that doesn't belong to him. So that l'chora is the Shitas HaRambam, that it's not included, but L'chora only not included B'Torah Safek. It's also difficult to understand. Rov Tashmish L'chora could change from time period to time period. So you have to say that you do an assessment of that recent time period. You have such a similar thing in Hilchos Mezuzah. So which side do you put the mezuzah on? On the right side. Great. How do you get the right side? Which way? You turn around. The right side is the other way. So there are certain ways to look at it. Certainly that which goes deeper into the house, you go the right side as you're going further into the house. Or sometimes the Heker Tzir, the door, which way the door swings is a good raya. But what if you have two rooms that are side by side in the house? Neither one is deeper in the house. You have very often a kitchen and a dining room that are mamash side by side. Neither one, the door isn't deep, and there's no door. There's no Heker Tzir to look at. So which way? So you go with Rov Tashmisho. What is the majority? Do you mostly go from the kitchen to the dining room? Do you mostly go from the dining room to the kitchen? So good luck. You got to put a turnstile there to figure out. Which way people go more often. Very, very hard to figure out. It could change from time to time. Okay. Rav Lozer Omer, Hamokra Sechatzer Lo Mocher Ela Avira Shel Chatzer. That if you sell a chatzer, Rav Lozer says all you are selling is the Avira Shel Chatzer. The airspace of the chatzer itself. Nothing else is included. Some Ravi Idam Le Dirasa Zuklam Pligi Dibati Mashma. If you refer to the chatzer as a dirta, as a dirasa, so that clearly includes the houses of the chatzer as well, because you wouldn't refer to the chatzer as a living place unless you were including those places where people actually live. Ki Pligi Damle Darta. What if you called the chatzer not a dirasa but a darta? So what does that include? Mar Sever Tarbitza Mashma, Umar Sever Bati Mashma. That's the machlokas in the Mishnah, where the Tanakhama says, where Reb Lazar says it only includes the airspace, and the Tanakhama held it includes all the houses as well. Ika da Amri, Amarava, the other version of what Rava said is, Ida Amale Darta, if he said Darta, Zukhla Amalapugi de Bati Mashma, then everyone would agree that it includes Batim. Ki Pligi Damle Chatzer. The machlokas is if he says chatzer. Mar saver chatzer avira mashma, or mar saver ke chatzer amishkan. One opinion says chatzer sounds like chatzer implies just the avir, and the other one says no, chatzer includes everything, like the chatzer amishkan. How do we prove from Chatzar HaMishkan that it includes everything? Says Rashbam, Chacham Savri Chatzar Chatzar HaMishkan Kiddich Siv. It's the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Orech HaChatzar Mea Ba'ama V'roch Av Chamishim B'Chamishim U'B'chal Eilu Kufama Kodesh HaKadoshim V'ol Moed Shem Kamo Batim. There were structures inside the Chatzar HaMishkan. And yet, when the Torah refers to the Chatzar, it refers to it very specifically by its full measure, the full 100 amos long, the full 50 amos wide. Ooh, the full 100 by 50? That includes all those structures. V'karin ha-katsav chatzer. So mikan shabbatim nekarim m'klal chatzer kein pirush rach v'ikr. He says that's Rabbi Chananel's explanation, and that is the best explanation. U'mestav rekay lishan basra d'bedam le chatzer pligi d'achin ha-masnis n'vilkoch lo shna am le dirta v'lo shna am le darta lo shna am le chatzer machar sabbatim. And says Rashbam, and it's also most likely that of these two lishonos, what exactly did he say to him? That where the machlokas in our Mishnah applies is that the machlokas in the Mishnah even applies when he says chatzer, and if he says darta or dirta, it's obvious that all the batim are included. So the machlokas in our Mishnah, if he just uses the term chatzer, and we don't pass him like Rabbi Eliezer, so even when he just uses the term chatzer, it includes all of the batim. So whichever lashon he uses, darta, dirta, chatzer, it always is going to include all of the batim. Rabbeinu Gershom has a different explanation of what the din is by the chatzer HaMishkan, or what the limud is from chatzer HaMishkan. He says that the raya is that by chatzer HaMishkan, there was nothing really there except for the mizbeach. So when you sell a chatzer, he says that I'm sorry, he says that Rabbeinu Gershman says when we say that Mar Savar Chasar Mishkan, it's not the Shita of the Chachamim, it's the Shita of Rabbi Lezer that says that you're only Kona the Avir, because by the Chatzar Mishkan there was no Lishcha, there were no rooms, there was just the Mizbeach alone in the Chatzar itself. So when you sell a Chatzar, you're lo machar ela as Avir. That's what we're learning from Chatzar Mishkan, that the definition of Chatzar means empty, means nothing is there, which is a little bit difficult because there was the actual structure of the Mishkan also located within that area, but we don't call that area the Chatzar. That's what Rabbeinu Gershman says, the exact opposite of the way the Rashbam understands over here. The Rashbam is also making the assumption over here, which is a reasonable assumption, that we don't paskin like Rabbi Eliezer. And that's a reasonable assumption, because we never paskin like Rabbi Lazar Shamutehu, and we shouldn't write explicitly over here, Dafka not to paskin like Rabbi Lazar. Good, says the Gemara further. Va'amar, what do we change it to again? Rava? Yeah, Va'amar Rava, Amar Rav Nachman. Machar lo, if a person sells chulsis umatsula, Hechsek b'chulsis lokana matzula. Two different types of land. A chulsis, which is the glass-making land, and matzula, which is a place where they would mine gold and silver. Rashbam quotes from Rabbeinu Chananel, and he says, Yesh m'farshim l'dagim, that it's a place right by the river where they would get fish. But the point is that it has a completely different function than making glass. It wasn't just about the sand with which to make glass. It was used for mining something or for fishing. So the halacha is, if you make a chazaka on one of those lands, that chazaka cannot work for the other. Hechsik b'matzula, lo kana chulsis. Frankly, Gemara Eini, is that really so? V'amar Shmuel, machlo aser sados pesar medinos, kiven shechsik b'achas mehen, kana kulan. Didn't Shmuel tell us that there's a halacha that if you want to purchase multiple pieces of real estate, you only need to do a kinyan on one of them, and with that one kinyan, you're kona all of the pieces of real estate, so why should this be any different? So that's what the Rashbam writes on Amud Beis. The Rashbam writes from Tamar, Kivin de Menasan Dmei Kulan Mayri Shmuel Malan Ul Cheskos Aksman Velo Karka Niklam Kesef Velo Tshichosu Chazaka. He says, well, if you're paying for all of them anyway, so why do you even need a Kinyan Chazaka? You're coming out with the Kesef anyway. So he says, V'ikal Meir Medumakam Shekosu Neshtar Mayri Dasam Lokani Karka B'mos Al B'shtaro B'chazaka. Maybe we're talking about such a place where they don't rely on a Kinyan Kesef to be Kona Karka, that you need to do a Shtar or a Chazaka. So that's the Chiddush, that if you make an actual Kinyan on only one of the pieces of land, it works for all of them. So why by specifically Chulsis and Matsula, it doesn't work? To make a Kinyan on one is not going to work for the others. So Gemara explains, now, Hachyashta. Hasum udesan neda arachadu v'kuluchadu tashmishtuhu. Aval hachaha tashmishtuluchud v'atashmishtuluchud. Yeah, Kinyan on one piece of property will work for 10 pieces of property when they all basically have the same function. But when you have two pieces of property that have very different functions, then it's not going to, then the Kinyan on one is not going to work for all of them. Now, the Tosfos in Mesechus Baba Kama and Daf Yud Beis raises a question. The Gemara says, Avadim are not nikna agav karka because they're naidi, because Avadim move. So when you are kona karka, even though an eved is dino ke karka, you can't be kona an eved agav that together with that karka. So Tosfos raises the question: why doesn't the Gemara say a different reason that you can't, just like you can't be kona chulsis with matzula or matzula with chulsis because they don't have the same tashmish? Eved and karka do not serve the same function. So Tosfos suggests that an eved can be used to work the karka, and therefore it's considered that they do have the same function. And we need a different reason that an Eved is not Nikna together with the Karka. The Rashba suggests another reason, that it could be that the Halacha is like the Ikada Amri in our Sugya, that it does work when you're Kona the Chulsis, that it does work on the Matsula. So if we pass on like the Ikada Amri, so then you need another reason why the Eved is not included in the Karka. So says the Gemara further, the Ikada Amri. Another version of this discussion runs as follows, that Amar Rava, Amar Rav Nachman, Hechzik Mechulsis, Kona Matsula, that we make a chazaka on the glass-producing karka, so yeah, you're Kona, the gold and silver-producing karka as well. So Pshita, Gemara asks that, it's obvious, Amar Shmuel Machlas, or Sados Vechulei, that if you sell 10 pieces of property, a kinyan on one of them will work for all of them. Now, Mao Detei Mahasim with the Sadan Darachadu, Avalacha Atash Mishal Luchud, Vatash Mishal Luchud, Kamash Milan. According to this version, that's only a hava mina. I might have thought that it only works, a kinyan on one only works on all of them when they all have the same function. Kamash milan, even when they have entirely different functions, a kinyan on one is going to work on all of them. Rav Haigon, the Sefer HaMekach Paskins, like the second lashon over here, that when you machzu b'chulsis, you're kona the matzula, even though they don't have the same function, sadna da arachadu is the operating principle over here. That's the principle that works. And that's what the Rambam Paskins, that's what the Shulchan Aruch Paskins. However, Nagos Hashri quotes that there are rishon in the Paskin, like the first lashon in the Gemara, hechzuk b'chulsis lo kona matzula. Generally speaking, when you have a lashon rishon in an Ikeda Amri, generally speaking, we follow the Ikeda Amri. So that's why the majority of the Rishonim, the Chor over here, follow the Ikeda Amri. Okay, says the Mishnah. Hamokra Be Sabbat, so it's going to get very technical now about the different parts of an olive press. When you sell an olive press, Machra Sayam, you sell the pool that you put the olives in to begin with, Vesa Mamel, and the thing that crushes the olives, Vesa Besulos, and the pieces of wood that are used for the crushing, Avalo Machar, Es Ha'avirim. You don't sell the boards that flatten the olives, vesa galgal, or the wheel that lifts up the press, vesa koro, or the beam itself. But if you say that I'm selling you it and all that is in it, well then everything is included. All of these items that we just listed are included. But the Rashbam points out the dafkani atzrich on the beis abad. That when we say everything is sold, it means everything that is used together with the beis abad. If you happen to hide your stamp collection inside your beis abad, it's got nothing to do with the beis abad. That's not going to be included just because it happens to physically be there currently. It has to be something that's beis abad related. That a person sells the beis abad, the korah, the beam, is included together with the beis abad. So now we're just going to translate the different parts of the beis abad. So says Gemara, yam talfacha. The yam means the vat that you put the olives in. Mamal, amar Rabbi Abba bar mamal, mafrachta. Mamal means the mortar. It's interesting that the one who translates mamal is Rabbi Abba bar mamal. You do have a lot of times in Shas like that, and Achronim often point out it's likely not a coincidence. Often a person is not called by their name but by their teaching, so it could be that he got the name Rabbi Abba bar mamal because it could be that you know, he knew the meaning of the word really well because it happened to have been a family name, or it could be that he's called by his teaching. Okay, besulos am Rabbi Yochanan klunzos shel erez shemamid ben asakora. These are cedar wood poles that would support the main beam. Avirim are kavshi, planks of wood. Galgal is chumrasa. It's the screw that holds it together. Kora is the beam itself. Tan Rabbanan, I don't know what's added by that last one. That Kora is the Kora, meaning there's no other word used. I'm not sure. Tan Rabbanan, Hamokra Beis Abad, Machras HaNesarim. If you sell a Beis Abad, you are selling the Nesarim, the boards as well. Ves HaYakavim and the vats, Ves HaMefrachos and the mortars, Ves HaRechayim and the millstones, HaRechayim HaTachtonios, the bottom millstones, Avalo Elyona, but not the top one. Obizman Shomalahu V'Kal Masha B'Tocho, HaRekul and Mechulim. But if you say that I'm including everything, well then everything is included, all of those items are included. Ben kach u ben kach. However, even if you say kol mashab tocho, lo machar lo es ha'avirim, you don't sell the boards, the avirim boards, v'lo es ha'sakin, nor the sacks, the bags, the cloth sacks, v'lo es ha'martufin, nor the leather bags. Meaning, in order to run an olive press, you need bags in order to bring, to schlep the olives from one place to the other. But that's not part of the basic function of the olive press that's, you know, considered to be part of its structure. So you're selling the olive press, you're not selling those things as well. You're not selling bags that technically could be used for anything, just happen to have been used for the olive press. Rav Lezer omer ha-mocher be-sabad, mocher ha-sakora, shalonikra be-sabad, ella al-shum kora. That if you sell the be-sabad, you're definitely selling the beam itself, even though it's not mechub l'karka, because the whole be-sabad hinges on that, on the kora. That's the main function of the be-sabad. This is machlokes Rishonim what the rule is over here. Meaning we're just listing different parts of the Aleph Press, what is included, what's not included. Is there a klal of some sort as to what would get included? So the Rashbam writes that the chiluk in the Mishnah is that whatever's kavua bebeis habad is sold with it. Anything that's metalton that is not kavua in the beis habad is not included with the beis habad. The Tosis writes that according to Rashbam, anything that's sold with it is mechubel lekarka. But Rabbeinu Tam understands that the yam is an eagle sheltit, and yakov is also baskets that are not mechubel lekarka. So there are certain things that are metalton that are sold with it, because they're considered to be batel legabe the beis habad. So the Yad Ramah is a different geder over here as to what's included. He says kelim shel beis habad that are expensive and not everyone could buy them for himself. You would borrow it, you would rent it out to other people. That's not included in the beis habad because the kona doesn't assume that the mocher is being that generous. That things that are expensive and that people typically, even when they run a beis habad, they don't own these things. They would rent these things in order to run a beis habad. So you don't assume that you're able to that as a buyer that you can have yad al yona that you'll be able to include those things. But things that are cheap and that automatically anyone who owns a beis habad has these things along with the beis habad, that would be included in the sale. Okay, but from tomorrow we'll pick up with the next Mishnah about selling a merchatz.